How to compare quotes for truck, partial packing, and full service moves in the fall moving season. Truck only, standard, partial packing, and full service moves differ significantly in the scope of packing, carrying, and placement services rather than in the transport vehicle. To compare final costs, provide the same inventory, conditions at both residences, separate tasks, and criteria for additional charges. If you have few belongings and can pack and carry them yourself, a truck-only or standard move is economical, but the labor and scope of work must be confirmed separately before signing the contract. If you have a lot of furniture and household goods or need to reduce packing time, a partial packing or full-service move is suitable. But note that the meaning of partial packing varies by company. Do not compare only vehicle capacity. Also compare crew size, travel distance, floor level, elevator access, lift truck use, parking distance, and separate installation work. To properly compare quotes, provide at least three companies with the same inventory and residential conditions, and obtain the total price, included items, and conditions for additional charges in writing. Before signing the contract, check the cancellation terms, damage compensation process, insurance coverage, and exclusions for valuables to compare risks beyond price. During the fall moving season, lease expirations, new semester relocations, and end-of-month move-in schedules often overlap, making it difficult to secure your preferred date and moving crew. However, there is no nationwide standard rate for moving services. Even for the same distance, estimates vary depending on the volume of belongings, number of workers, building accessibility, whether a ladder truck is used, and the scope of packing. Therefore, rather than asking only, how much does a certain ton truck cost? You should compare who handles which tasks and under what conditions additional charges apply using the same format. Differences between freight, standard, partial packing, and full service moves, moving service names are used somewhat differently by each company. In particular, the scope of standard and partial packing moves is not consistent regarding the provision of packing materials, packing of kitchenware, and placement of large furniture. The scope of work stated in the contract takes precedence over the service name. Type typical scope of work cost level suitable for commonly excluded areas. Freight move focuses on the vehicle and driver. Customers handle loading and unloading or hire workers, separately low single-person households, with few belongings that can pack and carry items themselves, packing, moving. Labor and furniture placement may not be included by default standard move workers load, unload, and transport belongings packed by the customer low-medium those who can pack, but have difficulty carrying heavy items unpacking, organizing, and detailed placement are often the customers. Responsibility partial packing move the company packs large furniture, appliances, or some belongings. While the customer handles smaller items medium households, seeking a compromise between cost and effort the scope of small item packing, kitchenware packing, and post-arrival organizing varies by. Company full service move includes packing, loading, unloading, transportation, placement of large items, and basic organizing high family moves. Homes with many belongings, or those without enough time to pack professional appliance installation, disposal, and wall-mounted installation may cost. Extra, which option should you choose? You have very few belongings. Combining a freight vehicle with only the workers you need can make it easier to reduce costs. You can pack yourself. A standard move may be advantageous, but check whether boxes are provided. You only want help with large items. A partial packing move can be a good compromise, but you should make a list separating the items you will pack yourself. You want to reduce the time and physical effort involved. A full service move is suitable, but you should confirm the completion standards for installation and organizing. You have many expensive or damage-prone items. Prioritize comparing packing methods, dedicated workers, and compensation procedures rather than the lowest price. Key factors that determine a moving estimate truck capacity and volume of belongings truck capacity is only the starting point for an estimate. Even homes with the same number of rooms may require different vehicles depending on whether they have built-in closets, the quantity of books and clothing, large appliances, plants, and items in storage. If the vehicle is too small, additional trips, or another vehicle may be required on moving day, while an excessively large vehicle may result in unnecessary costs. When requesting an estimate, it is helpful to show the following through photos or videos: full views of the bedrooms, living room, kitchen, balcony, and storage areas, large appliances such as the refrigerator, washing machine, dryer, and TV, large furniture such as beds, sofas, dining tables, wardrobes, and bookshelves, bulky or heavy items such as books, clothing, and plants. A distinction between items to be discarded and items to be moved, number of workers, even with the same vehicle. The cost and work speed may vary depending on the number and gender composition of workers and the time required. The estimate should state not only the vehicle, but also the number of workers and expected working time. You should also check how the company will handle a reduction in the number of workers on moving day. Access conditions at the origin and destination. You should provide the conditions at both homes separately. Costs may change even if only one location has no elevator or the vehicle cannot access the front of the building. Floor numbers at the origin and destination, whether elevators are available, their size, and permitted usage hours, whether reservations with the management office and usage fees are required, space for installing a ladder truck, and whether its use is permitted, how far the moving vehicle must park from the entrance, underground parking height restrictions and permitted vehicle types, stairway width, corridors, and entrance door size. Date and time, availability and pricing may vary for high demand schedules such as weekends, the end of the month, periods around public holidays, and traditionally auspicious moving days. Morning and afternoon moves also carry different risks of delays caused by earlier schedules. If there are fixed move-in hours or elevator reservation times, you should disclose them at the estimate stage. Why phone and on-site estimates differ. Phone estimates rely on the customer's description of the belongings and site conditions. If the following information is omitted, additional same-day charges or vehicle changes become more likely. Belongings on balconies, in utility rooms, storage areas, and built-in closets are excluded. Small but heavy or time-consuming items such as books, plants, and dishes are underestimated. Items requiring disassembly, such as bed frames and system furniture, are not disclosed. Failed elevator reservations or restrictions on ladder truck installation are not checked. The carrying distance from the parking location to the entrance is omitted. Only the term full service move is agreed upon, without defining the scope of organizing and installation. Items to be discarded are excluded from the moving load, but their removal is still requested if you have few belongings and the layout is simple. You can compare estimates based on photos or videos. In contrast, on-site estimates are better for reducing errors in family moves, homes with large furniture, stairway work, or parking restrictions. Regardless of the method, the final amount and conditions should be documented by text message, electronic contract, or written estimate. Additional charges that are easy to overlook. Item questions to ask: ladder truck, at which home is it needed? Is the cost included in the estimate? And what is the alternative if installation is impossible? Elevator, who pays the management office reservation fee, deposit, and usage fee? Long distance carrying, what are the additional charge criteria when the vehicle parking location is far from the entrance? Furniture disassembly and assembly are beds, wardrobes, bookshelves, and system furniture included. Appliance installation, which services are available, including washing machine connection, dryer stacking, air conditioner relocation, and wall-mounted TV installation. Special items: do pianos, massage chairs, large safes, stone beds, or aquariums require special equipment? Packing materials are box rental and collection, tape, and cushioning materials included. Waste: does the company only remove items, or does it also handle reporting and collection? And does it provide proof of disposal costs? Parking and tolls are paid. Parking, highway tolls, and ferry charges included. Waiting time: what is the hourly rate if the crew must wait because of final payment processing or a delayed move-in? Taxes: is the quoted amount the actual total payment, including taxes? Work requiring qualifications or specialized equipment, such as air conditioner, refrigerant, and piping, drilling for wall-mounted TVs, and connecting water purifiers or dishwashers may not be performed directly by the moving company. Check in advance whether you need to separately book the manufacturer's service center or a professional installer. Large discarded furniture and appliances are also not automatically included in a moving contract. For discarded furniture, check the local government's bulky waste reporting procedure. For usable discarded appliances, check whether they qualify for free in-home appliance collection and review the collection conditions. If you entrust disposal to the moving company, it is safer to obtain written documentation identifying the party responsible for disposal and the basis for the cost. Template for comparing three estimates under the same conditions for price comparisons to be meaningful, you must send the same information to every company. You can copy the items below and use them as an estimate request form. Category information to provide moving schedule date, preferred start time, available move-in time, route origin and destination areas, estimated distance home information, housing type, floor numbers at both locations, number of rooms, access conditions, elevators, ladder truck, stairs, parking, distance, access restrictions, inventory types and quantities of large furniture and appliances, photos or videos of smaller belongings, excluded belongings, items you will transport yourself, valuables, items to be discarded service, scope freight, standard, partial packing, or full service move, division of packing and organizing responsibilities, separate work disassembly and assembly, appliance connections, wall-mounted items, transportation of special items resources, assigned vehicle type and number, number of workers, estimated time, estimated cost base fee, optional service fees, final, total including taxes, additional charges, conditions that trigger them, calculation method, same-day approval procedure, contract terms, deposit, cancellation and change criteria, damage compensation and insurance confirmation, estimate comparison, table comparison, criterion company, a company B company. See total including taxes, vehicle type, and number, number of workers, packing scope, scope of post-arrival organizing, ladder truck and elevator, costs disassembly and installation, costs waste-related costs, waiting and additional trip criteria, contract change and cancellation terms, compensation and insurance confirmation. The lowest base estimate is not necessarily the cheapest contract. The amount compared should be the total of the base transportation fee plus labor, access equipment, installation, disposal, parking and tolls, and any foreseeable additional charges. Risk factors commonly overlooked in price comparisons, cost-focused comparisons of moving companies often overlook contract cancellation and damage risks. Because these factors can significantly affect actual expenses, they should be treated as separate selection criteria. Contract and cancellation terms confirm the deposit amount and when the balance is due. Record the date, time, addresses, vehicle, number of workers, and service scope in the contract. Check the criteria that apply when either the customer or company cancels or changes the schedule. Record verbally promised free services in the special terms or estimate. Before signing, review both the consumer dispute resolution standards and the terms presented by the company. Records to prepare for damage and loss photograph, the condition of expensive items such as TVs, refrigerators, and furniture corners before work begins. Personally transport jewelry, cash, identification, contracts, and storage devices. Check whether the company has insurance, how to file a compensation claim, and which items are excluded from liability. If you discover damage, retain photos from the site and before the move, the contract and payment records, and promptly notify the company. Controlling same-day additional charges to prevent workers from performing additional work at their discretion, and then charging for it, you can include a condition stating that additional work will proceed only after the customer has confirmed and agreed to the amount. This single sentence can help reduce disputes at the site. Recommendations by situation option to consider: first reason for choosing studio apartment with almost no furniture freight or standard move packing yourself. Makes it easier to reduce labor costs. You can pack boxes, but have difficulty carrying large items standard move you can use moving. Workers, while reducing packing costs, you want to organize smaller belongings yourself and entrust only large furniture partial packing move, offers a compromise between cost and workload. Family with children or many belongings, full service move reduces the time required for packing and placement. Many expensive or special items full service move capable of specialized handling allows comparison of specialized equipment, packing methods, and compensation terms. High floor with no elevator estimate, including a ladder truck, allows stairway carrying feasibility and equipment costs to be determined in advance. It is reasonable to make the final decision not simply by choosing the lowest price, but by jointly evaluating the certainty of the total cost, scope of work, ability to handle site conditions, cancellation terms, and compensation procedures.